Welcome, everyone, to AEW Fallout. I am Hollywood Tony P, the voice of the IWC, manager to the stars, presidential candidate trying to change America. And tonight, Monday Night Fallout returns, and with a new host, me, and we wonder where T-Rock Plutonium is. We know that Antarctica was the destination and something about the City of Gold, but that's another story. But now, tonight, finally, Fallout returns, not with the other product, with the new product. And we tried to do a show last week for the premiere of AEW Dynamite, but we weren't able to because Blog Talk Radio does what it does usually when we premiere things, and so that's really, really, really interesting, as it happens all the time. So there you go. And I would like to welcome my co-host and longtime host of Monday Night Fallout, ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister.
Welcome, welcome, Hollywood. It's great to have you here, man. Thank you very much. Doing great. Great show.
It's just so nice to be back on the radio, and it's nice to take a minute off the campaign trail because I was in just recently in Vegas, but I'm back in Colorado because I need to take care of some business down at CSW. There's some shenanigans going on with the greatest a faction in the history of wrestling. But we're not talking about that, because AEW happened last week, and we're going to talk about that, and it happened tonight, and we're going to talk about that, because we missed a lot, and we could even talk about the horrible things that WWE is doing, but we haven't done a show here on the network about WWE in, I don't know, Minister, when was the last time you guys did Monday Night Fallout?
Well, Monday Night Fallout, it's been nice. Man, it's been at least, 6 months now? How long is it? 6 months?
A long time. But
long time.
You know what?
Yeah.
I understand T-Rock's frustration. My frustration with the product was just awful. A very awful product, and it's still pretty terrible. I mean, they got these possibilities happening, but it's still pretty awful. And, so now we have an alternative, and if tonight is any example, tonight was a really good show. It was a good follow-up. It was a good show, and I've been paying attention. I am the manager to the stars, okay, the voice of the IWC. I am engulfed in the wrestling industry, and I can tell you that AEW has what it takes, and we'll talk about that here tonight on the World Generation Podcast Network, the revival of AEW Fallout. Let's go to the phone line. Caller, you are live on AEW Fallout. Who is this?
Well, T-Rock, it's great to have you back, my brother. It's Christian from Philly.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Christian, but T-Rock Plutonium is currently unavailable as he is in search of the City of Gold. His last destination was Antarctica. So me, presidential candidate Hollywood Tony P, has decided to take over his hosting duties for this brand new show. Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC Legends Champion, Christian from Philadelphia.
That is right. The longest reigning Legends Champion so far.
Longest reigning Legends. All right, let's cut the chase. Let's cut the business. Okay, the last time you guys spoke on a Fallout was WWE, and I just asked the question to the Minister, and I didn't let him answer. So I'm going to ask you the same question and not let you answer, okay? So when was the last time that you actually sat down on Monday Night Fallout and talked about wrestling?
The week before the shakeup. It was on the Raw before the shakeup.
Let me ask both of you, because both of you were there. Let's start with the Minister first. Minister, do you have any regrets not doing shows after Raw Because you do show for SmackDown, right? You guys do.
No,
shows
we do.
For the
second... We do. We're doing. Christian is hosting a weekly show, Radio Renegades, and it's all over the place. I mean, it talks about older things that happened and whatnot. The only time we talk about anything current is when we do predictions, because we still do that for the fans.
Ah, so this is the return of a classic genre in the World Generation Podcast Network.
Indeed,
and,
indeed.
All going backwards. Okay, so what was the question I was going to ask you? I'm sorry, it's been a long day. You don't know?
See.
I don't know either. All right, Christian,
the last time
let me
talk.
Ask you. Let me ask you this question. What do you think of the landscape now, and are you upset that you haven't done a WWE show in 6 months with ministers?
Well,
yes.
I think the landscape has been terrible. Like, WWE has gotten to the point where it's fucking awful. And I don't blame T-Rock for fucking bailing. I don't blame T-Rock for quitting, because I agree that this has been a pile of dunk shit. I don't blame T-Rock for leaving. I don't. Not one bit.
Well, and you know what? I've been watching Monday Night Raw, and it still is not the greatest show. It's getting there. And Fox, I find myself very interested in SmackDown. Like, I would be interested in a SmackDown type of show, because SmackDown is very important, but Raw is not. And the WWE really isn't either. Because tonight, we're talking about AEW, and we missed last week, so let's go down the row. Minister, what did you think of AEW's premiere last week and the follow-up this week?
Well, I thought the premiere was really good, actually. There was only a couple of things that I didn't like about it. And one is that they had some of the matches that were predictable. There was like at least two or three matches that were predictable. However, I understand, you know, why they have to do this, and they're barely setting up. So we have to get ourselves familiarized with these characters, and they don't want to really tarnish other characters, you know, by putting, you know, people over right off the bat. So I can see why they're, you know, why they would do something like pairing, I don't even know the guy's name, but pairing, you know, a bigger star against somebody that's relatively unknown. And
well,
so
and they still haven't,
Minister, win.
they still have not showcased a lot of their talent yet. They
yes,
haven't introduced
why
them yet.
I understand, and I'm being patient about it. So, yeah, you know, it's going to, but definitely, definitely a better show.
I don't know who Hangman Adam Page is. This is the first time I saw him tonight, but he looked like a star. The Young Bucks, I'm telling you, it's the quickness in which the pace, it's just an amazing move. It's just, you don't see that. You don't get that. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the new horizon, as it were, of AEW and last week's premiere and the subsequent show this week?
I think it was great, and I think that this week's great. The numbers don't lie. Last week got 1.4 ratings. NXT failed, obviously. Didn't even made it to the 1 million mark last week. The only complaint that I had, all the matches were good, by the way. They were all great. The one complaint I have to do was the women's championship match. And it's not because of the match itself. The complaint I had to give was Britt Baker on commentary, because she sounded like she was dead. She sounded like she didn't want to be there.
And that's the big thing that I want to touch on. The much better commentary between Jim Ross, Schiavone, and Excalibur, or whoever he is. I don't care who he is, because I got Tony Schiavone and JR. And you know what? They know how to call matches. Minister Sinister, what do you think of AEW's new commentary team, and how are they doing in their second week?
Well, I think they're doing great. Personally, I've always been a fan of Schiavone. I know people give him a lot of heat and stuff, but I thought he was good in WCW. And so, and then to hear him with JR again, I mean, not only is it a blast from the past, but it's something that actually worked in the past. So I think it's phenomenal. I think they're doing really well with this. And the follow-up this week was also great, in my opinion.
Christian from Philadelphia, what do you think the better commentary team is. Are you a fan of J.R., Shivani, and Excalibur, or how about Morrow and Bruce's Day and Akua, and the Raw people suck. I don't know. And then Cole, of course.
Well, I love this commentary between Jim Ross, Shivani, and Excalibur because he gives you that WCW feel to it. And you have to remember, Jim Ross was in WCW with Tony Giovanni. So there's that nostalgia veteran-type commentary behind this new generation of pro wrestling. And I think that will help the brand even more because you have people who know the ins and outs of professional wrestling and they know what they're exactly talking about on commentary.
Man, the opening match, everything was lit. There was no long-ass promo, so let's get right to it. And before I forget, I am Hollywood Tony P, presidential candidate, Hollywood Tony P. I am running for president in 2020. And if the only winning move is not to play, change the game, www.htp2020.com. You can see my entire platform as well as meet my vice president. He's a good boy. All right, so let's start with AEW Dynamite from the Aganis Arena in Boston, Massachusetts. And there's Young Bucks versus the Private Party. What an upset. What a match. There was a sequence in there where it just became incredible. And we missed a lot of spots because everything was going and the camera couldn't keep up. But the Private Party upset everybody and won via pinfall. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this first match in the tag team tournament for the first ever AEW tag team titles?
Man, it was all over the place, but in a good way. You know what I mean? And then not knowing the names of the guys and stuff, I mean, you know, it's hard to keep up with a little bit. However, the excitement is there. And, you know, the whole thing that they were doing with the guy, they did that guy at the beginning of the match. They showed them dudes in the audience. I don't know who they are, but I'm sure I'm going to find out. And but yeah
that's the thing. They need to do better, man. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know,
they just need to do better. Who are these people? Like, they look like, listen, the private party looked like stars. They each had their own little gimmick.
Sure,
I don't know who they are. Tell me about these people.
Yeah, I don't know who they are either. And you're right. You know, maybe they should introduce us with some vignettes. I think that would have been great. However, you know, them Private Party, man, or the Young Bucks, I've only seen in my lifetime, I've only seen them, or since they've been around, actually, I've only seen them maybe two or three matches on YouTube. And so tonight, watching them with the Private Party, you know, was my first actual glimpse of them in a live setting, because those YouTube matches have always been, you know, not live. They've always been after the fact. So this was my first time to check them out in a live setting. And, man, I thought they were really, really good.
Yes.
They were really good.
I did not get to see any of the AEW pay-per-views. I didn't have the money to pay for the pay-per-views, so I can't keep up with that. So I haven't seen any of these people wrestle. And Kenny Omega, the last week was the first time I've ever seen that man wrestle, and he is like 1,000 times ahead of any other person. Christian from Philadelphia, let me ask you. Private Party wins, upsetting the entire tournament. What are your thoughts?
Well, Tony P, I think I know what's going on. You see, the Elite has been putting over a lot of young talent in the AEW for the past couple of weeks, including pay-per-views. So I'm thinking they're going to turn the Elite heel because all these losses are going to get to them really bad, and it's going to come to a boiling point where the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and even Hangman Page will turn on Cody because Cody's the leader of the group. And the fact that Cody wins most of the matches in the group, they're going to turn on Cody. But, yeah, it was a great upset, and it's good to put young people over, young talent over.
Yes.
The Inner Circle. Minister, are you a fan? Inner Circle.
Well, they're the heels, and I've always been the heels, so, yeah, I am a fan of the Inner Circle.
Do you like the name, the Inner Circle?
It's okay. I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, it could have been something a little bit more evil. I would have certainly liked it to be a little bit more evil, devilish, whatever the hell you want to
say.
I liked
We Are Now. I liked it now. I liked N.O.W., but We Are Now. I liked that. That was cool. I thought he should have used that. If he said, we are here, we are now. But I was
that would have been great. Yeah, that would have been great.
We're not next, we're now. N.O.W.
Now.
Now. Now.
Well, yes.
Christian.
Well, I don't kind of like the name, but I do. I had a better one for them. You know how there's a group called the Elite? Well, I will call them the Alphas.
The Alphas? The Alpha Betas? Yeah. Alpha Betas. Nerds.
Yes.
Where's that soundbite? Is that still here? It has to be in there.
Oh my God, there's so many, dude.
Minister or citizen, listen, here's enough for those people out there, okay? Mike Santori, I used to host the Mike Santori Show Tuesdays, Gone with Santori, or Facing Tuesday, something about Tuesday. We hosted on the World Generation Podcast Network, and that might be coming back, but I don't know. Look at all these piles. Oh, my God, I haven't seen this, and I'm not going to find anybody's name. Nerds.
So
Darby Allin. What?
Let me get back to, real quick, to that first match though. The thing I liked about it was how they actually answered me. You know, last week my only complaint about it last week was that some of those matches were unpredictable. There was nothing predictable about this match. You know, if you thought that the Young Bucks were going to win, which I did, I mean, you know, clearly, you know, you were wrong, and I was wrong on that. But this private party though, I'm really liking everything about them except for the pink and blue.
No. And here's the thing: when they came in through the gate or whatever, they were not big enough. It wasn't big enough where they stopped at the rope, and the guy got the rope. That was not his character. Wasn't quite big enough for that, and it's okay. And you know why everybody thought that the Young Bucks were going to win? Because, you know, the first ever AEW tag team champion.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be the Young Bucks, right? Christian,
right,
from Philadelphia. Why wouldn't it be the Young Bucks?
Well, because, like I said, they're going to put a lot of young talent over, and that's a good thing because that makes them different to WWE, because WWE never puts anyone over. So, yeah. Good start. They're putting young talent over. They're not having the Young Bucks be the first tag champs, because that's a good sign that they're putting people over.
I like this Japan kind of hybrid style American rap, just fast paced, but also like hard hitting. Like, and I understand that it is wrestling and it is what it is, but you know, even Moxley's punches look much more devastating and stronger here in AEW. And I highly doubt much has changed.
Yes, they did look
good. Darby Allin versus Jimmy Havoc, number one contender match for the AEW World title. And Pac was on commentary, and he was right. Like, who are these people, and why do they deserve a number one contender shot? What is their record? People keep talking about records matter. I want to see that on the screen. I want to see Darby Allin with 1-1 or 1-1. You know what I mean? I want to see that by all of these people's names every time you show it, so I can see
that's
their record.
That's what I want to see. Yes, Minister. That's what's missing. Sorry.
And a lot more replays, too, after big spots. They were doing it at the end, but in the beginning. Minister of Sinister, Darby Allin versus Jimmy Havoc. I actually liked Jimmy Havoc. I thought his character was better. They both seemed like they were into pain, so it was interesting that it was a painful match, but it wasn't that painful to watch. What did you think of the number one contender match for the AEW World Championship?
Well, I thought it was a good match. You have to get used to all the little nuances that these guys bring to the table. You know, the names of their moves and whatnot. I mean, we all know what a springboard arm drag is or what have you, but you know, they might call it something else, you know, or you know, the you know, but that's what we have to get used to. So yeah, it was a good match, and I do agree with the winner too. I think that Darby Allin, don't get me wrong, I did like that Jimmy Havoc, but I thought that Darby Allin would, to me, he looks I don't know, there's something about him that looks like
Jimmy Havoc should have he should have thumbtacks and nails, or he should have a staple gun. He should have a staple gun, and he's just staple gun people's face. Like, that's a, such a great gimmick, because the staple gun is so, I mean, he should just have a staple gun. Like, get a couple staple guns and be the fastest staple gun in the West. And he could take on Hangman Page, and they can have a duel. And it could be a staple gun duel. See, I'm already writing awesomeness, and of course, you know. Okay, so Christian from Philadelphia. That'll be Alan wins via pinfall, and will face Chris Jericho for the title on next week's AEW Dynamite. What did you think of this?
Well, to answer the question to Pac why these people were in this match is because in All Out, these two people were in a triple threat match, a hardcore match with some other wrestler called Joey Janela. They brought the house down, so that's why they're in this match. This match was good. Good spots, you know. These two work well with each other. The right person won. You got to have a face against the heel.
No Joey yet. No Joey yet. Have you noticed?
Yeah, no Joey. But time will come. Time will come. You know, they're just getting on their feet. You know, slow baby steps, you know. But the right person won. The match was good.
Let me tell you what. Far better than anything in the WWE. I mean, I'm intrigued by some things, but Monday was a throwaway show because they got the draft coming up. And that's going to be very interesting where people land, but it's not. They missed so many opportunities, and the ending of that pay-per-view was just horrendous. The whole pay-per-view was horrendous. Like, it was just on in the background.
I didn't even have it on. A waste of money. I need to cancel the network.
Isn't that sad, but it hasn't changed. So I think that you guys made a really good call stopping doing the show. So why? Why give a fuck? Now we have something to care about. This is interesting.
Yeah.
B. Priestley, Presley,
yeah,
Presley.
New and fresh.
Emi Sakura versus AEW's women champion Riho and Dr. Britt Baker. Riho's a tiny thing, and Riho and Britt Baker won. But I like after the match, they're telling the stories, you know, in the ring and after the ring. They're not doing promos and stuff. Minister of Sinister, what did you think?
Well, it was it was an interesting match, trying to get to know the characters and everything. Riho, of course, I saw the match last week that she was in, won the championship and whatnot. And, of course, she's got this Dr. Britt Baker with her. They had their match, and I thought it was a decent match, women's match, what have you. I'm all about this Riho, though. There's something about Japanese women. But I digress. But, so they had, Sakura was in there with the kicks and the near falls and whatnot. But in the end, it was Dr. Baker and Riho that won the match with a submission.
Riho! It sounds like it sounds like a section of town. Like, I live in Soho. I live in Riho.
And then, of course, we had the shenanigans after the match, which I thought was good, too. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give this one a thumbs up as well.
Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think?
Well, it was a good match. Riho is super fucking over. She's the most over female wrestler right now in the fucking roster. People chant her name like fucking crazy. Match was good. Submission holds were good. Britt Baker was good. Everyone was good. And the aftermath with the storytelling is great. Britt Baker is going to be a former women's champion at the end of the day, let's be honest. And, yeah, all good all around. Better stuff from the women's than fucking WWE. All WWE focus on is the only four bitches. And that's it. Well, others have other chances here in AEW.
Well, the four horsewomen thing is going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Now NXT is on TV. They can start getting some visibility on those people, crossing people over. I didn't even watch NXT tonight, frankly, because did anybody split back and forth? Did you guys?
Nobody. I bet you sent one. Nobody watches NXT because have you seen the fucking ratings every week?
Well,
going
but you
down.
Could see it on the net. You could see it on the network tomorrow, right? I mean.
Yeah, it's on demand.
But I mean,
no
AEW has their replay too, so that's for the people who,
I'm watching it now. I'm watching it again.
I just think that the urgency seems, it seems more, not urgent, just much more, what, I don't know. Sean Spears versus Jon Moxley, and Tully Blanchard needs a better outfit. He doesn't look as mean and sinister as he should look as the manager. And, of course, Jon Moxley wrestling in weird attire, not jeans or whatever. And he's the winner by pinfall. And then, you know, the barbed wire thing. And then Pac comes out and hits Kenny Omega. And I want to see a death match now for some reason. Minister of Sinister.
Well, I really enjoyed Pac's commentary on this one, too.
You like that?
yeah, I did. But so Pac was out there with the commentary, and Sean Spears, a Tully Blanchard man. You know, Tully Blanchard, and you, I think you hit the nail on the head. What did you say? He needs a better outfit to look meaner or something. There was something off with him, and I couldn't pinpoint it. But now that you mentioned that outfit, I think you're right on. He needs something, a black, dark outfit, something. He looked too,
He looked too just like a regular, he looked like an old man. He looked like an old man trying to
be a hipster. But so anyway, Moxley comes out, and I noticed right away he was wearing, you know, different attire. It looked kind of strange. I mean, to me, it looked kind of like what's that chick's name? The UFC fighter that was fighting in WWE.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. He looks like, you know, he's got a Ronda Rousey type outfit on, and it's just, it doesn't look good on Ronda Rousey, and it doesn't look good on Jon Moxley either. However, he got a big, huge pop, man. And, I thought it was a good match. But you're right, though. The punches that Moxley is throwing look so much more convincing than what it was on WWE. There's just no comparison to what he's doing. It's completely, it's got just a different vibe to it, man.
Seems bigger. The people, listen, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, everybody who needs to seem big, even Dustin, seems like there's somebody important. Hangman Page, his intro, somebody important. Jericho seems great. And that young kid, like, he seems like a cocky little, like, The Miz type of asshole.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure
Jericho
does,
can definitely
like
get him over, you know, just like that. I don't know about the other tag teams, but I think that the weakest link, sadly enough, is Cody.
Christian.
So.
Hello?
Christian.
I'm right here. So, yeah, Cody is the weak link. So, let me tell you all this right now. This has got to be the best Ty Dillinger match has ever gotten in his whole career, bar none. Compare this match to any of the matches he had in NXT or in the main roster.
Who's Ty Dillinger? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you
Sean
talking
Spears.
About?
Oh, yeah, Sean Spears, yeah, of course.
Sean Spears? Ty Dillinger?
Really?
Are
you serious?
I still call him Ty Dillinger, for fuck's sake.
He's a perfect 10, really?
He did the 10 thing.
Minister, you knew. Don't go lying. You knew.
No, I did not know. I promise you. I had no idea.
That's Ty Dillinger.
They
Ty
need
Dillinger.
To say that shit. They listen. They need to say that. I know they can't, but they need to. They need to find a way to say that. Because I want to call him, I would want, you know, it's just like Jack Swagger. Like, I want to call him Hager, and then, like, we the people. And Jericho's like, we the people is dead. Great as fuck.
Yeah. And you notice they did not say it after that. Like, even when they were out there during the main event, nobody said we the people. Not even when he slammed that one guy with the clothesline outside the ring and shit. Nobody we the people after that. I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah. So,
Hold on. We're gonna take a break and we'll be right back on AEW Fallout right here on the Web Generation Podcast Network with Minister of Sinister Christian and I am Hollywood Tony P. We'll be back right after this short break.
Hey.
welcome back to AEW Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Hollywood Tony P, presidential candidate Hollywood Tony P. And if you want to know about my platform of partying, treasure, and punk rock, www.htp2020.com. You don't like it? Change the game and help me make America party again. All right, back to AEW Dynamite. But Santori's show is coming back, so that will happen eventually. Sammy Guevara, Sammy Chris Jericho, and Sammy Guevara versus Dustin Rhodes and Hangman Page. Listen, Sammy Guevara seems like a bigger deal hanging out with Chris Jericho. And Hangman Page, his intro alone, like that guy exudes like, you know, like he's a main event star. And Dustin is the veteran that they kept talking about. Minister, what did you think of this match? The final match, apparently. Minister, hello.
Did he mute himself?
No, I can see it. He's not. He must have thought the break was going to last a little longer than it did. I don't know what's playing on your network. I can't press play on whatever it is. All I know is that we'll be here every Wednesday night, and the war is not really a war. So, Christian, while we wait for Minister, what did you think of this one?
I think it was great. You know, this is probably the best tag team match Dustin Rhodes has ever been in. The chemistry is fucking great. Sammy Guerrero reminds me of a young rookie Randy Orton when he joined Evolution. So there's some comparisons there. He's a mixture of Randy Orton and The Miz, so that's a good thing. Jericho is excluding charisma, so that's a good thing. And Jack Hager even had good spots in this interference match. So, yeah. Thumbs up. This was the best main event, any main event any WWE could come up with. Better than fucking Raw's main event.
See, that's a perfect example of somebody who should have, instead of getting rid of Ty Dillinger, he should have been like Dylan Tiger. Something, you know, Dylan Tiger. Minister, Dylan Tiger? Hello? Christian, Dylan Tiger.
Yeah. So, Ty Dillinger and Sean Spears. Yeah. Doing the Tiger. He did the 10 in the match and in the entrance. He did the 10 motion with his hands.
I did not know that was the same person. I'm very ridiculous, and I feel embarrassed with myself. And I don't deserve
but see, that's a good thing, because the transformation is unbelievable. He went from a geek from NXT to this buff, muscular guy right now.
He's a buff, muscular guy. Minister, must be muted himself or something. All right, so anyway, that's the end of the show. 2-hour show done in less than a second. And we could talk about next week and whatever, but if I could find, damn, there's just so many audio things. There we go. All right. All right, so, Christian, out of 10, what would you give AEW tonight?
9 out of 10. The only complaint was because of the, you know, the only complaint was the, you know what, I completely forgot him, but you know what, 9 out of 10. It was still a good show. 9 out of 10.
Minister. Still not there, Minister. That's okay. You're with us in spirit. I give it 8.5 out of 10. It was really good.
Cool.
Went by real quick, you know what I mean? Like, it almost feels like 2 hours is not enough, which is why it's enough. You know what I mean? Like, 3 hours seems like too much.
I'll call Minister to see what happened tonight after the show.
Well, hey, that's fine.
All right.
Let's talk real quick. About Monday Night Raw last week, the Wars, the delay, not the delay, the premieres and just the whole week in general of wrestling. Starting with Friday Night SmackDown, did you watch the premiere?
Oh, yeah, I did, and it was a big disappointment.
The show wasn't bad up until the ending when they squashed the shit out of Kofi.
Yeah, and to be honest, every match felt rushed, you know, like everything was like do-do-do-do-do. They started making shit up as they go, to a point where you have a fucking 8-man tag that wasn't even announced, and the fact that Randy Orton and AJ Styles got the jobber entrance, which means no entrances at all, means you made shit up as you go on the air. That's when you know when the show goes downhill.
Sounds like something Vince would do.
Yeah. And that's fucked up, right? That's fucked up, right? How could the same man fuck up 2 main events in 48 hours? He fucks up fucking Kofi.
Caller,
fucking squashes him.
You are live on the air. Who's this?
It's Minister of Sinister.
What happened?
I have no idea, man. Just all of a sudden, beep, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Like, what the hell?
Fucking block talk again. Fucking sabotaging us. This fucking block talk.
Yeah, I was signed into the fucking deal. Anyway, I'm back. But
all right, what do you give it out of 10? What do you give it out of 10 tonight?
Well, I would give it a 9 out of 10. I thought it was a good show. It can be better, and it will be better at some point. So, you know, they're in their infancy stages still. So, I'm still going to be generous with my rating, and it's a 9 out of 10. What'd you guys get?
I like their entryway too. I like that. You know, the Tron, the stage.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I think it looks really good.
That.
Christian, you don't like it? Better than Raw. Raw looks like a...
Yeah, I like it. I complained about that to Minister about Raw set. I fucking texted him and said, that looks like a fucking skating ramp. Fucking Tony Hawk is going to come down to the fucking ramp and skate up the fucking Titantron.
Well, and that door, it bothers me because it's off-center. You know what I mean? Like, you put it center then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Put
like,
it center, yes. What the fuck?
Why would you not do that?
Stop staring at that, dude. It's like a crooked fucking picture on the wall.
And then it messes up any picture that you have of the screen trying to overlap it like that, which is fine.
Yeah.
But so anyway, Minister, we were talking about Friday Night SmackDown and how even though it was a good show, Christian thinks that it was put together so quick and, like, on the fly, and I don't know. I don't think they did Kofi good. I think he should have maybe kicked out of one, not two. But we wanted to just touch on that real quick leading up to tonight. So what did you think of the premiere of Friday Night SmackDown?
Well, I actually enjoyed it until the end. And then also, once we broke it down, we talked about it on last week's episode of Radio Renegades, which you can go back and listen to on demand right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. However, once Christian broke it down, the way he broke it down, the show fucking sucked, man. it freaking sucked the way he, you know, after he broke it down, the way he broke it down. You know, and then also that match that they had where they just threw in a bunch of freaking stars and shit. What the fuck, man? They're just going to, you know, this is the world premiere, and they have, I mean, yeah, I don't know. They were trying to get everybody some FaceTime, maybe, so that, you know, because the draft's coming up next week.
No.
I just thought
the
whole thing
was
kind of
Stone Cold?
Weird.
Where was the Undertaker? Where was Stone Cold?
Oh,
where was the Undertaker?
Right. Oh, that's right. They false advertised, too. They fucking false advertised Stone Cold and Sting. Sting, guess what? I got information about that. Sting was in fucking backstage during the show, but they wouldn't let him get out. Undertaker, well, who knew where Undertaker was? And Stone Cold never even replied.
They said they didn't need him. They said they didn't need him, and I don't know. Like, I don't get it. Maybe they'll blow your whole load on the first show. Like, maybe they'll blow their load this weekend. But either way, I mean, Kofi, like, all those people he beat and all those wins and all the just that time, and then it was just like he jumped into his arms. He's like, take me. I'm yours.
Oh, my God. That is the worst part about that show, man. Yeah, just totally took everything, his whole fucking run, and squashed it. Oh my God.
Hey, I got an idea. After we do AEW every week, we'll call this segment Trash the WWE. And we'll just trash for just whatever.
Beautiful.
Just fuck it. I am so sick of it. I still watch it, which is awful, but I just want to keep up with wrestling. But it makes me mad. I put it on in the background, and I could give a fuck, right?
That's
Listen,
how pissed
want,
off I am. That's how pissed off I am with
bad?
WWE.
You want to know what's, you want to know what's also bad? Fucking Cain Velasquez.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
I thought he was – listen, I thought he was Ray's son. I thought he was Ray's son without glasses. I thought he was Ray's son with contacts. I thought that Ray brought his son out. I didn't know that wasn't Dominic. Like, hey, and I wonder if a lot of other people were like, who is this out-of-shape Mexican? And then as he came.
They probably were, you know. I mean, if you don't follow –
Is that who we're talking about? Is that Ray's son – Dominic, because they kind of look the same,
no.
Right?
No, in storyline now, Cain Velasquez is Dominic's godfather or uncle.
Yes, they introduced him, or they said something about the god, that he's the godfather. Yes, that's what they said.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, man, that's how pissed off I am, dude. I didn't even watch Hell in a Cell. I didn't fucking watch.
Well, let me tell you this. It's a crossover, right? That's what they're doing. They're crossing over, and for Crown Jewel, like, I can't keep telling you how much it bothers me that they put on matches at some Saudi show that would are good for things like, you know, a WrestleMania, but they don't care. They care about the Saudi money, and it's like, whatever. So that's the first part about trashing that. And you said you didn't watch Hell in a Cell. Well, you know what? I watched Hell in a Cell.
I didn't bother.
It started at 5 o'clock. First of all, why did it start an hour early?
My God, what the hell? When I saw that it was going to be fucking 5 hours, including the pre-show, I was like, hell no! I got football to watch.
I did not know that I missed the first. Usually it starts at 6 my time. I missed the first match, the first Hell in a Cell, and then I missed the fucking other one. And then the rest of the pay-per-view sucked ball sack until maybe the finale, but that was just because it was so awful. Like, how do you fuck a curb stomp? Like, the curb stomp is now a pointless, it's like a punch. Like,
and
minister.
Yes.
Did you see?
And
you didn't watch the pay per view, but you know what happened, right?
No, what happened?
I
don't even know what happened.
I'll explain this because I watched it too. I'll explain what happened. First of all, now they fucked up with the Fiend because now every time you have to hit a finisher, this motherfucker kicks out of one. That's fucking awful now.
Who?
Fucking step on to like fucking.
How many curb stumps? It was 12, wasn't it? 12.
It was around 10 to 15 fucking curb stomps, yeah.
And he kept kicking out of the curb stomps, and then a pedigree, and then he kicked out everything. And then they stopped the match at the end of it because he threw a sledgehammer in his head, like after hitting him over the head with a chair. And they're like, well, we stopped, you know, it was a stoppage. It's like, it's Hell in a Cell. You're going to stoppage. And then, like, all these finish, if the crowd was booing, they were chanting AEW at the end. As it went, Hell in a Cell went off the air.
That means they should have stopped the match when Rikishi fell off Hell in a Cell and fucking a truck and haystacks. They should have stopped Mick Foley when he fell through the Hell in a Cell. It's fucking retarded. It's fucking stupid.
They did kind of stop it, but he came back. Like, and you just suspended your disbelief and you were like, okay, he comes back. Like, I'm fine with that. I just don't get it. And if anything, you can't. They're not going to give him the title because he's going to SmackDown. Rollins is going to Raw. They played it off as injury, whatever. So WWE has a really shitty Monday too because the Raw is awful because it's before the draft and nothing really matters. And they now have a boxer.
And it also doesn't. I'm sorry to interrupt. It doesn't help the fact that they completely ignored the main event throughout Raw. 2 nights ago, they completely ignored it.
So let me find myself.
Seth Rollins gives the Fiend like 12 or 13 freaking curb stomps, and he powers out every time.
Yeah. And a pedigree.
And then
and a ladder,
they stop
and a
the freaking, they stop the Hell in a Cell match. I'm looking at the results right now. Get the fuck out of here. Hell in a Cell and they stop it? Who fucking comes up with this shit?
Just
this
the second year in a row they did that. This is the second. Remember last year they did it with Strowman and
Brock Lesnar interfered with Strowman and Roman.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck that, man. Fuck WWE. Damn.
Well, yeah, so that's what we're saying. That's like why it's like it's just awful, and it's still awful, and they're trying to like get mainstream press for Fox. But I watch AEW tonight, and you know what? I liked it. And I don't know these people. I don't know these guys, but I'm willing to give them a chance.
Yeah.
Some of them look good. Some of them look okay. Like, I thought that the other guy, even though that the Allen dude, he's probably got better street cred, the other guy looked more of a star. You know, he had a more memorable look than the half-painted face. But I guess the half-painted face is okay. If he always wears the half-painted face.
You know, we never got your opinion about this, but how did you feel about Sasha Banks quitting 6 months ago, Tony P, and then coming back?
Well, and her heel turn and Becky's heel turn or Bayley's heel. I'm telling you, they're going to do the four horsewomen. They're going to have them get together. They're going to have them. You know, take over the entire whatever WWE, and you know NXT will finally put up a fight, and then it's on TV now, so people can see it. Even though I haven't watched it since it's been on, you know why? Because I'm watching AEW.
Same here.
I don't care, WWE.
I've been watching NXT, and it's been fucking dreadful. Fucking Finn Balor's back in NXT. Who gives a fuck, really? Who gives a fuck about Finn Balor anymore? Nobody gives a fuck about Finn Balor. Like. And fucking Tommaso Ciampa came back, but guess what? He didn't do anything. All he did was stare at each other with fucking Adam Cole in the main event segment. That's fucking boring. Matt Riddle, who is a piece of shit in my opinion, got a fucking championship match. And it was the first match of the fucking second week. And it fucking sucked. The match sucked. NXT sucked.
See, I think the worst part of being in NXT is like, you gotta hope that your name is good enough to get you over, but bad enough where you can change it to something cooler because if you ever had to leave. Because, again, like, I really want to call him Jack Swagger. I really do. I just and Dean Ambrose. I just want to call him Dean Ambrose. And I want to call Neville. I want to call him Neville. I want to you know, like, I didn't Ty Dillinger. If I would have known. Minister, that's what we were talking about before you got taken off.
Yeah.
Like,
I have no idea.
Dylan Kininger or something. I did not know. That's amazing.
Oh,
is Fandango going to come out next? What is Fandango's name? Who is he?
Jimmy Curtis.
Jimmy Curtis.
Yeah, or Tyler Breeze. But he won't even be able to use the name Tyler Breeze. He'll be like, you know, Breeze Tyler.
Breezy cool. Breezy cool.
I was saying Damian Sandow, Aaron Rex is coming. I guarantee you, he's coming. And why hasn't Joey Ryan made an appearance with his penis? And then, you know, I mean, they're not getting any, like, it's very interesting because they're not using, like, other people. Like, hey, let's bring in, like they did on the first pay-per-view where it was just like they brought in all the fucking names just to cram them all together.
Right.
Well, Joey Ryan is an Impact right now.
He's on Impact?
Oh, well, that explains that.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Right.
Minister, I have no idea what's going on in the landscape.
No, I don't know Impact Wrestling either.
Did you also know that Tessa Blanchard is a babyface now?
And silence.
Tessa Blanchard.
Obviously, it doesn't. Obviously, nobody cares. We answered it, man. It doesn't matter because you know why? The reason why AEW is going to work is because what Jericho did tonight. When he just, you know, it was a shoe. He basically you know, went off on a little tangent, but it was, you know, jabs at just, you know, why not? Do it. Poke the bear.
And those guys that he has hanging around with him right now, I don't know a single one of those guys. But something tells me is that I'm going to know who these guys are very soon. I'm going to know their names. And like you said, dude, that young kid, Jimmy Guevara, he's going to be a little mini Chris Jericho soon. I mean, look at the shit Kevin Owens has picked up from Jericho just by hanging out with them that time that they were hanging out. To me, that they were
doing
the best thing.
You know who Jack Swagger is. You know who Jake Thunder or whatever it is. You know who he is. So that's one person. He has facial credibility. The tag team, nobody has any fucking clue who those people are. I'm sorry, I don't know.
They were from Impact, LAX.
Well, LAX was a terrible airport. I flew in there for one of my press conferences. It's a terrible fucking airport with crackheads and homeless people. LAX is not a place to fly into. I'm sorry. But as president, I will make sure that LAX is changed.
Nice.
I don't
I like
know
the
how
sound
to
of that.
I promise.
Somehow.
Yes. No, I don't know who they are. But I like it. That kid, whoever he is, Guevara, whatever, he's the other one that I would recognize. The other two, I was like, are they with the Jericho? Who's the two people with Jericho? I don't know. But the him and Swagger, that's
had
it.
That match. He had that match last week with Cody Rhodes. And
yeah, that's it. Actually, it was Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks.
Oh.
Yeah, and I remember that because I remember him. He has that cocky look. He's very much... like I said, I just see like the Miz type of like jackass, but you know, not quite as, I don't know, he needs some steroids. He needs to bring in like Magnus with the fucking, but isn't he an Impact? Like what's going on? And then John Morrison,
Magnus.
Edge is, Edge is coming to WWE, Minister. He's coming
Who?
Back. Edge.
No.
Yes, he's
is
been
he?
Cleared.
No.
Yes.
Well,
are you guys pulling my leg?
Well,
Christian.
Edge went on the internet and confirmed that those were rumors. He's not coming back in ring.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he confirmed he's not in ring wrestling. Those
not
were rumors.
In ring.
Not in ring.
Check
no.
out. Check out.
He
what
was. He was in Pittsburgh. He was in Pittsburgh for his medical to meet with Dr. Maroon. He gave that spear. Like, you can't do a spear if you have back problems. Right,
well,
Minister?
That was the one.
He's going to show
that,
up,
right?
He's going to show up in AEW.
Oh, no. That would be Adam Copeland coming on in. Oh.
yeah, he's gonna show
no,
up.
You know, and CM Punk,
mark my
CM word. Punk might be coming back to WWE, Minister. He might be coming back. He's very close.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
Well, he is in WWE, but not in wrestling. He's in the Fox backstage show for WWE. He's the host.
So he got that gig after all, working with Fox.
Yeah, he did. He confirmed. Yeah, he confirmed it. Yeah, he has the gig.
Wow. So there you go. He's back in already.
Yeah, the sellout is
He
back
says
in.
It doesn't have anything to listen. He says it doesn't have anything to do with anything. But, you know, I guarantee you if Vince was like, here, give him some money if they needed a ratings pop.
Oh,
but he's
yeah.
not going to go to NXT. He wouldn't go to NXT at all. Like, I don't think he would be like, Mania or nothing. He would have to come back and he'd be like, Mania or nothing.
He might show up at the Rumble.
I also have news that Sasha Banks is injured at the Hell in a Cell.
Oh, hell.
Which is good, because I think the bitch is fucking weak. If she gets a fucking... If that bitch got her fucking lips busted open in a fucking simple tag match, how the fuck was she gonna be able to walk out of there in a fucking Hell in a Cell match?
I don't know. But somebody... WWE... posed a question and put a picture of which is your favorite of the four horsewomen, and I said, well, I think that Sasha looks the most like a horse, and then Charlotte, and then Magoo, and then Becky's the least horse looking. And I don't think that's what they were asking, but that's that's what I think of. Which is your favorite horse woman?
She looks more like Jay Leno. Becky. I mean, Bailey.
Fuck.
Oh, man. Bailey. But isn't it funny when she got the title, she just looked hotter for some reason? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but,
like, you know,
yeah, but
some special
she's
needs
fucked.
Child.
Yeah, but she's fucking awful. She's fucking awful.
Well, anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was trash. Anything that isn't AEW. So tonight was a success. Too bad we didn't have a show last week. I think we could keep doing a show just for this. I want to see where it goes, and it's a very good chronicle. And I think
yes.
We keep it at an hour because, you know,
why not? You're so right, though, about that show real quick. It just went by so fast. It seemed like it went by too fast.
What, the show?
Which show?
The one that we watched, the AEW show. Last week
that's was
the same
2 hours. 2 hours
yeah,
is great.
It is great, but it just seems like it goes by so fast. Maybe because it's new and I'm anticipating it. You know, I don't know what it is. It just like it seems to fly by.
It's because we enjoy it so much, it flies by. That's why. When
Raw never felt like that. I'm telling you, 2 hours is perfect because you kind of want more, and 3 hours is way too much because you've had enough. 2 hours
yes.
and 15 minutes, how Raw used to be with the overrun, is perfect because you get the, you know, you get that little extra bit, but you can't take
right.
any more. That's the maximum number. And I don't even know why the hell they're doing whatever they're doing. But I am all on board with AEW. I won't check out NXT. And you know what? I'm going to see where it goes. All right. So we've reached the end of the show. And we made it. We got in the air. Let's close it out. Christian from Philadelphia, give us your final thoughts on AEW's 2 weeks of premiere and your general thoughts before closing yourself out.
Well, all I have to say is AEW will continually be NXT. NXT will keep going down and down and down in the ratings. And yeah, that's all I have to say. It sucks. And AEW will succeed in the future.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to Christian on Saturdays it's on Saturdays, right?
Yes.
Radio Renegades, ladies and gentlemen, Christian! I'm sorry about you. Minister, it is such an honor to be doing a show for your network. We did the greatest talk show for you and, of course, the Mike Santori show. So we will see about that. But I do appreciate the opportunity to come on and take the place of T-Rock, Plutonium, and, you know, we wonder where he is, and we, you know, hope
we wish him the best.
So,
yes.
Wish him the best. What are your, do you have any closing thoughts?
AEW Dynamite was a great show, and AEW Fallout is a great show as well. So you should tune in weekly to this show because we are going to bring you the goods on AEW Dynamite once we learn the character. Which won't be too long. We'll learn them soon enough. And listen to my new show, Full Tilt Boogie, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network on Fridays. And we come back this Friday with a new show. I've been on hiatus for 2 weeks, but this Friday we make our triumphant return with a bunch of, we're going to boogie Friday night, a bunch of madness on the Full Tilt Boogie. Check it out, 10 p.m. Central, 11 Eastern.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sydney. And I am presidential candidate, Hollywood Tony P. I am the mastermind, the greatest manager of the greatest faction of all time. I am the voice of the IWC, and I am running for president, and I need your help. If you enjoy things like treasure and parties and David Bowie, then we need you to join our crusade. So please go to www.hdp2020.com and check out our entire platform. And please help me make America party again. Thank you guys for joining us. We will see you next week, same time, right here, and we'll stay on as long as possible. And hopefully Blog Talk won't have any problems. So thank you, guys. My name is Hollywood Tony P. And if the only winning move is not to play, change the game. HTP2020.com. Be there.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.